calculate other properties. And here is a table where, maybe written a little small, but where the first column in this table is for the linear chain, the problem we've been working on. And at the top are the differential equations. And the second row is the eigenfunction solutions. And you take the solutions to the translation operator, you put them into the differential equations, and what comes out is the dispersion relationship. So here's the dispersion relationship. And then from the dispersion relationship and knowing the density of states in K, knowing how to space the solutions, how they're uniformly distributed in K space, you can calculate the density of states. And the density of states looks something like this. So now we can go and change the spring constant and get a table of values of the density of states. And from there, we can go on and calculate the energy spectral density, or the internal energy, or Helmholtz free energy, the entropy. This is the one for the specific heat. The specific heat here, I've got some other phonon density of states, but I put this in. It calculates, it plots first the density of states that I put into this corner, and then from that it calculates what the specific heat will look like. So this is typically what the specific heat looks like in a one-dimensional case. So this is how you calculate these properties of phonons. I have this columns, and there are a number of different cases. So we're going to go through some of these. I think the next one we'll do is a linear chain with two masses, but then later on there's a simple cubic BCC, FCC, three-dimensional cases. We'll calculate the phonon dispersion, then the density of states, and then the thermodynamic properties.